if I'm on Annie Lee. Well, I can't leave you alone, Annie Lee. Well, now you say you're gonna be mine, no matter what you hear or do. Raining for me and you, Annie Lee. Annie Lee. Don't you hear the wedding bells raining for me and you, Annie Lee? Now you said you're gonna be mine. No matter what you hear or do. You know I love you, Annie Lee.
Hello, everyone. I'm Microwave Dave, talking the blues on WLRH. Great pleasure having you tuned in. Hope things are going spectacularly well wherever you happen to be hearing this broadcast and whatever time it may be. We'll give Earl Hooker his intermission first. Thank you, Earl. And we'll catch you at the bottom of the program. Talking the Blues is a production of WLRH Public Radio in Huntsville, Alabama. New releases are in hand in large quantities, so let's just jump right in. I'm starting off with one. When I first opened this radio show back around 1989, one of the first things that came to me was Alligator Records out of Chicago sending me a big pile of stuff when I requested it. And I got my first compact discs at that point. I was playing primarily LPs and cassettes up until then. And so I had to get into the CD world and learn how to operate them and found that they were very convenient for things. There may be some trade-offs in historic sound, but still they were very good for airplay. And one of the earliest ones I got was one called Chicken, Gravy, and Biscuits by Little Ed and the Blues Imperials out of Chicago. These guys had started that band just a few years beforehand, but Little Ed and his nephew, or half-brother actually, Pookie, are both related to the late and great J.B. Hutto of J.B. Hutto and the Hawks in Chicago, one of the veteran and iconic slide guitar bands that played the bars up there for the longest time. And they taught and taught and taught until Ed and Pookie learned how to play that stuff inside and out, and not only play it, but how to feel it and make it work well. And the result is Little Ed and the Blues Imperials have gone on for a very long time, almost 30 years now, with the same lineup. Those two guys, plus Kelly on drums and Michael on rhythm guitar. We have opened for them several different occasions in several different places. Birmingham at the Birmingham Jam and just a bunch of others. Every time we run into them, it's hard for me to get the smile off my face because these guys really throw the boogie down. And they also have a great time and some good lyrics as well. The newest one is called The Big Sound of Little Ed and the Blues Imperials, and it's called, it's still on Alligator Records, as they have been for the longest time. We're going to pick up three tracks from this one, all pretty good boogies throughout it. Starting off with one called Poor Man's Song. This is a nice little Monty Hugh West Side rocker, if you will. It's got more of a rock beat than some of their stuff does. The slide guitar is not quite as out front as it has been in the past, but it's still very, very clear, and there's more finesse and more refinement in Ed's slide playing now than perhaps ever before. Then one called Sly Voice. This is actually a J.B. Hutto song, and this is about a 1960s rock sound to it as well. And again, the slide guitar is in there, but just not quite as up front. But then we go to one called Black Diamond Love, and they'll step right out on this one for you. J.B. Hutto is the nephew, the uncle of these two guys, and Pookie on the bass, and Little Ed Williams on the guitar make up the front line of Little Ed and the Blues Imperials, and we will hear from their album, The Big Sound. Poor Man's Song, Shy Voice, and Black Diamond Love.
myself off to Q's. Fell alone on the corner crying a poor man blue. around and got me.
Rocking it out hard on the blues. Little Ed and the Blues Imperials out of Chicago and their brand new album called The Big Sound of Little Ed and the Blues Imperials. Playing these three tracks out of a bunch that were hard to choose from on this record. There's a whole bunch of things. Last their Black Diamond Love. Before that was Sly Voice. That is a J.B. Hutto song. And J.B. Hutto, again, is their uncle, their late uncle. And they started off with a Poor Man's Song. All written pretty much by Little Ed, occasional, except for the J.B. That's the way they go with their thing. And if you ever have a chance to see this act live, I recommend them highly. Just a lot of fun. They get a high-energy blues show going. And the times that we have appeared with them, I know one time we appeared following, actually, we were, just before them. And then John Mayall followed the show. We ended up following, too, when John Mayall was delayed with his airplane. So we kind of opened for him and then followed him, too. But that's a bit of a cheat in show business. And they were just marvelous. They tore the crowd up, made everybody happy. And every time we've seen them, including the times they were at Big Spring Jam and the times they played at Humphreys here in Huntsville, they have done the same thing. The Big Sound of Little Ed and the Blues Imperials is on Alligator Records. This is Talking Blues. You're truly Microwave Dave here in the Catbird Seat. Happy to have you here. And I do hope you are enjoying the music. Reminding you can have this music whenever you choose by going to the WLRH.org website, clicking on programs, and then sliding out so you find one from any of our list of locally produced broadcasts. Our next artist is a California lady named Deb Ryder. And we've had, I think this is the third album we've gotten on Deb. And for this one, she has really gone strong on the California roots of her sound. But now, when I say California roots, I'm not talking about going back to the Gold Rush or something like that. I'm talking about going back to the 70s and 80s when the band Little Feat was setting the pace out there for rock bands. There were bigger bands coming out as far as playing the stadiums and stuff, but as far as being an influence on how the blues and blues-oriented roots music was played, Little Feat was simply hard to top. And people are out there still wondering why those guys are not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That includes me. I have no idea. The new album is called Grit, Grease, and Tears, and we're going to pick up four tracks from it, starting off with one called Get a Little Steam Up. And this one has a nice 80s California sound to it. The groove is almost a bit of a subdued Earth, Wind, and the funk band out of, I can't think of their name, the funk band out of the Oakland area that was so influential up there, Tower Power is what I started to say. Not the horns, but just the rhythm section sounds like that on this. And we have a vocal duet with Sugar Ray Rayford singing along with Deb Ryder. They're exchanging lyrics on that. Then we go to one called Blink of an Eye, and this is kind of a sly boogie. And you hear the piano, the bass, and the drums interplaying, and it's very much in the style of Little Feat played together, with that slightly sawed-off straight eight groove that's leaning toward the shuffle but never becomes one. And that's something that they were really good at. They pulled it out of New Orleans-style music and perfected it in their own way. That's also very prevalent on the next one, which is called Just Her Nature. And for this one, they actually went and got Kenny Grady, Little Feat's bass player, to play on this. And the great Albert Lee comes along to do some guitar picking as well. Then last of all, New Mechanic. This is a straight Delta shuffle, kind of driving like that. And the kind of song that Denise LaSalle likes to write. I'm talking about the kind of man that you need when you have one that you don't really like. Deb Ryder, Grit, Grease, and Tears on Bejeb Music. That's B-E-J-E-B. We're going to hear Get a Little Steam Up, Blink of an Eye, Just Her Nature, and New Mechanic.
Cigarette. You got no etiquette, and I got no class. We ran a human race, and both came out last. We just a couple walking natural disaster. Who cares? That's all in the past.
You got no logic, I got no self-control. No place to go.
here we go. You got no dignity, and I got no sense. We both got brought up on the wrong side of the fence. Ended up here by sheer coincidence. Who cares? It don't make no difference.
You got no culture, and I got no pack. We both from the wrong side of the tracks. I guess they say opposites attract. Steam up, baby, let's team up. Get a little steam
upstairs. Got that old devil bound and gagged somewhere. But that girl was on a mission to be rid of all the sinful things you do. Then came Gina, had fame in her sights. Do about anything to see her little name in lights. Her whole agenda to climb that golden stair. And your how you gonna get her there? You said give it time. Her love was true. But that girl was on a mission, working out with your friend. She gonna have to do. That's just her nature. That girl was on a mission to score more medication and another drink or two. That's just her nature. For your total submission to her ideal of you. That's just her nature. We'll be right back.
ladies out there. You see, sometimes you just need to make some serious changes. Clean your house, if you know what I mean.
Well, I'm looking for a new driver who can handle some dangerous curves. Someone to drive me all night long and still have a little reserve. So if you think you qualify, I can give you a driving test. Just bring me your application, baby. I'll do all the rest. Oh, darling, I think you're gonna do just fine. Yeah, I'm looking for a new driver. I see you at the starting line. Said I'm looking for a new doctor. What's ailing me? He needs to make a house call whenever I'm in need. There's only one remedy for what I got tonight. Give me physical examination, doctor. Make sure it's all working right. Oh, I think you're gonna do just fine. Is the key. Takes a lot of steady rolling to really get to me. I don't need your paradiddle. No, baby, that ain't my thing. Keep that beat hard and steady, baby. To me now. Sometimes you need to get yourself a new situation. Change it up. You know what I'm talking about? Hey! Well, I'm looking for a new mechanic who can tune my engine good. I need some better performance, baby. Underneath my hood, he gotta lube my chassis, check out my oil and more. Put that key in my ignition, baby. Come on, come on.
some fine blues there, propelled by California-style grooves, very much influenced by Little Feat. The artist is Deb Ryder, and she has made several albums, but nothing quite this focused on that kind of a groove before. It's very appealing, especially considering the kind of things I get so many of around here on this show, where things sound identical. The last we heard her, New Mechanic, where she has several professions listed there she would like to list as double entendre candidates for her own pleasure. Before that, Just Her Nature, which had that nice boogie, and again, Kenny Gradney on bass. Kenny is from the band Little Feat, who inspired some of these grooves right there, and the guitar by Albert Lee on that reminds us a bit of Dixie Chicken. Before that, Blink of an Eye had that kind of boogie groove as well. And we started off with Get a Little Steam Up, really nice vocal there with Sugar Ray Rayford, who's been featured on this program as well with his own releases. And that's off from the album called Grit, Grease, and Tears. It's on BJEB Music, and the artist is Deb Ryder. This is Talking Blues. Our final artist for the evening is one from New England. Again, a veteran assembly of guys, and most of them are band leader folks in their own right, but they go under the name of Sugar Ray and the Blue Tones. Sugar Ray Norcia has been around for a long time. He's one of the guys who has worked his way in and out of the room full of blues band, which seems to be a rite of passage for New England guys playing the blues. But he's been around and has been nominated for a bunch of awards in his recent records, and he is staying very close to the bone in terms of how he plays traditional blues from the 1950s. Harmonica-driven quartet is what they are. Bass, piano, and drums. And the guitar player in there, Monster Mike Welch, is also a band leader of his own right, who's been out there well. But he has learned a lot about playing the very traditional approaches lately and has really brought that skill forward in this band. Tearing up four songs here, hoping to squeeze them all in. We'll start with one called Noontime Bell, a 1950s shuffle straight through. Talking about a woman says she's going to break up by the noontime bell. Well, perhaps in the Deep South, we didn't have that many places that had a major plant or a mine that caused us to have a noontime bell to tell us to go to lunch. And that's what they're talking about right there. When the day, middle of the day starts, you're gone type thing, or at least I am. Seeing is Believing is a minor key that reminds us a bit of Otis Rutsch, a nice groove. Blind Date, these guys get up and show their jump chops. They can play quick, play swing, and play the kind of stuff that makes jitterbuggers get out on the floor and stay busy. And then hopefully last time will be time for Keep On Sailing. This opens up in very much in the Sonny Boy Williamson number two, playing and singing by himself, keeping a rhythm going by tapping his foot or snapping his fingers, singing and accompanying himself on the harmonica, and then the band comes in. He even has a spoken introduction that sounds like Sonny Boy on this. Sugar Ray Norcia, it is, and his album on Seven Records is called Seeing is Believing. We will hear Noontime Bell, the title cut, Seeing is Believing, Blind Date, and Keep On Sailing.
Well, I went to the grocery store to get a loaf of bread. When I got back, well, this is what you said. Gonna leave you this morning before that noontime bell. Lord, I try to love you. I wanna wish you well. You said you found another man. Don't you remember, darling, that good book we used to read? I'm gonna leave you this morning before that noontime bell. Noontime bell. I try to love you, baby, but all I can do is wish you well. Thank you.
smell her sweet perfume. Gonna leave you this morning before that noontime bell. Well, I'm trying to love you. Hey, all I can do is wish you well. Sin is believing. Baby, I can't believe what you're doing. They say sin is believing. Baby, I can't believe what you're doing. And all the lives you've ruined. They say sin is believing. I believe you've done it wrong. They say sin is believing. I believe you've done. Baby, I don't need your kind of loving. Oh, Lord, the kind that ruins a happy home.
face. Yeah, we just met, you slapped me in the face. Well, blind dates, too many wrong mistakes. Don't leave yet, baby, where the hell you think you're going? Don't leave yet, baby, where the hell you think you're going? If you ain't having fun, you're doing something wrong. Intend to stay. It's a real good party. I intend to stay. Well, lighten up, baby. You don't have to be that way. I don't forget a face, but well, you are making an exception.
All right. I'm going to do a little song for you I wrote. Sort of like life's journey. Putting that in a nutshell, so they say. I'm going to keep on sailing till I get where I'm going. I'm gonna keep on sailing till I get where I'm going. Well, it don't matter much to me, long as the wind keeps blowing. Oh no, my boat's got a hole in it, spouting water like a whale. Oh no, my boat's got a hole in it, spouting water like a whale. You know I'm going down slow. Oh, no matter how fast I build. Well, if I plug that hole out and the wind begin to blow, yes, if I plug that hole
and the wind begin to blow. You know I won't have to worry my life anymore.
When the band comes in to smoke the track home, we have to let it go. I'm sorry about that. Sugar Ray Norcia, the band Sugar Ray and the Blue Tones. Great new record from these guys. It is called Seeing is Believing. We heard the beginning there of Keep on Sailing. Great Sonny Will Williamson cover there. Blind Date before that. Seeing is Believing opened up with Noontime Bell. Tonight's show is Sugar Ray and the Blue Tones, Deb Ryder and Little Ed and the Blues Imperials. It is a great pleasure and privilege to share my favorite music with you. I thank you for your company, your attention, and your time during the past hour. I'll be looking forward to next week when I get a chance to do it again. I'm Microwave Dave. You get the blues, you know what to do with them, right? Right.
I know you don't love me, baby. That's all right.